Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Shir is sponsored as a Kuras HaToiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the return of all the hostages and the break in the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're starting in Anu Mesechto Meseches Yumo, following, as before, the Oiz V'Hodor, Tzura Sadaf, and we're going to be focusing mainly on the Pirush of Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Zog the Mishnah, Shivas Yomim Koidim L'Yom HaKippurim, 7 days before Yom Kippur, Mafrishim Kohen Gadol Mibesoi Lelishkas Parhedrin. 7 days before Yom Kippur, they take the Kohen Gadol from his house and they put him into this special room called Lishka Parhedrin, which is in Beis Hamikdash, and that's where he waits and gets ready for Yom Kippur. Umaskinim Loi Kohen Hacher Tachtov Shemeya Rabbi Psul. They also prepare another Kohen, that Kohen will be ready to replace the Kohen Gadol. If the Kohen Gadol will have a psul, he will become tummy. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af ishu acheres maskinim loy, shema tamus ishtoy. Rabbi Yehuda says, Yosef have to prepare another woman to be his wife, if his wife will die. Why? Shenema v'chiba be'adoy u'be'ad beisoy, beisoy ishtoy. The kapar of the Kohen Gadol, it says that he has to be mechaper himself and his wife, meaning he has to be married. So if his wife dies in Yom Kippur, he will need to have another wife. Told him, Chachamim, if you have a replacement wife, so maybe you should have a replacement for the replacement. Because maybe the second one will also die. Ein ladover soif, I'm not choishish someone's going to die. But tumo, which is something which is shchiach, which is common, that we are choishish to. Says the Gemara, Shivas Yomim Kodim Yom Kippurim Chulei Rabboi Bishar Rabbi Yochanan Shomolei Minado. Meaning Rabbi Yochanan learned it from the following pasuk, that you have to have pre-show. He has to separate himself, the Kohen Gadol, from his house and get ready for Yom Kippur. Because it says in the pasuk, Asher Oso B'Yom Hazeh, this pasuk is in Parshas HaMiluim. The Miluim is when they were getting ready for the binyan of the Mishkan. So they had a special process, special avodah they did in Yemei HaMiluim, the days of the inauguration of the Mishkan. And it says there in the pasuk, Asher Oso B'Yom Hazeh, we're referring to what? Elu Shivas Yemei HaMiluim, the 7 days of Miluim. Tziva Hashem L'Doyrus. So the pasuk goes on to Tziva Hashem, meaning this will be for the next generations to do as well. When is that? La'asos, the next word in the pasuk, which is Zaseyu Shel Yom HaKippurim. Meaning the same priesthood, the same factor we have, 7 days of preparation for the beginning of the Mishkan. So also for Yom Kippur, you have to have 7 days to get prepared for Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, Oeinu Eilo Seyu Shel Rosh Chodesh. Maybe it means you have to have preparation to bring the Seyu Shel Rosh Chodesh. As Rav Chaim points out over here, and when they built the Mishkan, it was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So they also brought over there the Seyer of Rosh Chodesh. Says the Gemara, Omar Abba, Lechaper Aleichem Kaporo Sheikazu. It needs to be a similar Kaporo to Yemei HaMiluim. Mazu Kaporos Aaron Atzmoi, Kaporos Bonim Atzmom. By Yemei HaMiluim, the Kaporo of Aaron is on his own, and the Kaporo of his children are on their own. Azu Kaporos Aaron Atzmoi, Kaporos Bonim Atzmom. Also here, you have a difference between the Aaron and his sons. What is the sons? What are we referring to? So Reb Chaim brings a few explanations. One explanation is the Bonim doesn't mean to his actual children, but he's talking about Am Yisrael. The Kapara of Aaron, of the Kohen, he has his own Kapara, and he has another Kapara that he does for Am Yisrael. That's what happened in Yemei HaMiluim, and that's what happens every Yom Kippur. The reason why it doesn't want to say children themselves, because Aaron and Vonov have the same power. They bring the same carbon in Yom Kippur. But another explanation Reb Chaim brings is that although you bring the same power, but you have two different viduim. The Kohen does a vidui on the power, one for himself, one for his children. So there's a separation between the kapara of Aaron and his children, same thing we have in Yom Kippur, and that's why we're comparing Yom Kippur to Yemei HaMiluim. Says the Gemara, B'yonim B'shem Bar Kapra, B'yonim Nimi Bar Kapra, Shomo Lamin Ado. He also dashes this pasuk, but he dashes in a little different way. It begins the pasuk the same way. Kasher also means the days of Miluim. Tziva Hashem, what is that? Zusreifa Sapara. Also, when you're getting ready to do Paro Adumo, the Kohen Gadol has to go and burn the Paro. 7 days before that, they are mafrish the Kohen that is going to do the Sreifa Sapara. Now, how do you know we're talking about Paro Adumo? So it says the Gemara, Neymar Kan Tziva Hashem. V'neymar Lo'olon Zoyu Schukas HaToyro Shetziva Hashem Lemor. They're referring to Paro Adumo. So the word Tziva Hashem is written in both. That's why you know we're talking about Paro Adumo. Now, la'asos, the next word in the pasuk, zeh seyer shel Yom HaKippurim, similar to what we said before, to tell you that also seyer Yom HaKippurim needs a 7-day pre-show. Says the Gemara, Oyaleinu l'siu shosh chodesh. Who says Yom Kippur? Maybe you talk about Rosh Chodesh. Says the Gemara, Ki dom rabo lechaper aleichem. Like Rabbo Darshan, chaper aleichem chapor shi, because it has to be a similar kapara. And here, by Kapalun's a little different there, B'yichadon. Says the Gemara now in Daf Aleph on the base. Ma zu kapara shein ekshero ela b'koyin godol. Av zu kapara shein ela b'koyin godol. Meaning the only one who could do the miluim is the Kohen Gadol. And the only one who could do Yom Kippur is Kohen Gadol. The Gemara continues now that we learned you have to do pre-show for Pora Adumo and for Yom Kippur. The Gemara brings a braiso. Ma bin Kohen Nesoyev es Aparo le Kohen Gadol b'Yom Kippurim. What's the difference between the pre-show of the Kohen burning the Pora Adumo and the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur? Shazeh hafer shosoy b'taharo vein echov ha-koyanim noigim bohi. The pre-show paradumo is to make sure that he is tar. We want to make sure 100% that he will not come lidei tumah. He cannot be tameh. So that's why we put him 7 days away in order for him to make sure that he's 100% tar. And therefore, echav ha-koyanim, they don't come and get close to him, not to make him tameh. V'zeh v'shasso b'gdusho v'echav ha-koyanim noigim boy. But the afrash of Yom Kippurim is for gdusho. Meaning he's going to be going into Machne Shechino. He's about to go into Kodesh HaKadoshim. So he has to prepare in a more mental state to make sure that he's ready for it. But it's not a din of Tahara so much. And that's why his brothers could come and touch him. We're not so Machmir not to allow his brothers to get close to him. So the Gemara now takes the Machlokes we had before, tries to understand based on that the difference between the Kohen of Yom Kippurim and Kohen Pora Adumo is mentioned in the Braiso. Says Gemara, Al-Dai Tadei Rabbi Yochanan, Bishlama Akur to Rabbi Yochanan. The use of Reb Chaim is the lo yolif min adin karyo. He didn't learn from this pasuk regarding Pora Adumo. He only learned from the pasuk of Miluim to Yom Kippurim. So what's the reason by Pora Adumo you have to do pre-show? Shemailei b'paro, silsulei b'paro. It's a special maila and special chumra that we do with Pora Adumo. Why is that so? As Reb Chaim quotes over here. We know that in Pora Adumo, they used to make the Kohen tome and take him to the mikvah and allow him to do the Pora Adumo when he's a Tvul Yoim. Tvul Yoim means someone who went to the mikvah but did not wait for the evening. Usually, someone who's a Tvul Yoim, meaning he went to the mikvah but didn't wait for the evening, he's not 100% Tahor and he can do different karbonis. But Pora Adumo, we have a drasho that Tvul Yoim could do it. The Tzdukim said, no, you have to be 100% Tahor. So lo'itzi milibush of tzdukim, in order to come and uproot this opinion of the tzdukim, they purposely made the Kohen doing the paraduma tome and put it in the mikvah. Because they were more lenient in that aspect, so every other aspect of paraduma, they were very, very makbid to be machmir a lot in order not to be have tumo, and they would do much more chumras than what was usually needed. So usually we're not choshesh. The Kohanim will make another Kohen tome. But here, the paraduma, they were machmir. And the level of tumah they had over here is what's called the Gemara Chagigo. They're called Oichle Kodesh. They eat kachims, they have a certain level of tahara, but it's midras lechatos, as we learn in Chagigo. Meaning, it's not enough tahara for paras chatos. You machmir that it's not enough. You need to do a special designation, and a special pre-show by Parah Adumo. So Yemele says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yochanan, I don't have a source in the Pasuk that Parah Adumo has to do pre-show. It's only a special chumra they did. So Nicho, I understand. But Pora Adumo, you're machmir, and you just want to do it in order to show how much tahara you do with Pora Adumo. So they're machmir more than Yom Kippur. But Yom Kippur, I don't care if the Kohanim, his brothers, get close to the Kohen Gadol. But Pora Adumo, I do care. That's Nicho. But according to Bar Kappo, again, the Gersa of Chaim is the Yolif, lo min kroi, he does learn from the Pesukim. Lama kan noigim, mikane noigim. Meaning they're both learning from the same pasuk. The pasuk tells you from Miluim we learn that you have to have pre-show by Yom Kippur and pre-show Paraduma. So why are we saying that Paraduma you need to have more pre-show than Yom Kippur? So says the Gemara Mabchiyah Bar Ado Shlo Itamu Oiso Echav HaKoyanim. So he says no, there's still a difference because by Yom Kippurim when his brothers his Koyanim get close to him it will not make him Tomei because they consider it to be the same level of Tahara. But by Pora Adumo, that we have another level of Taharo, which is called Chatos, meaning Poros Chatos. So there, a regular Kohen, touching a Kohen who's dealing with Pora Adumo, a regular Kohen is considered to be in a lower level of Taharo. Says more of a Lekach in a Tomei Machmas as a Yosoi. Says more, but in the days of preparation for Pora Adumo, they used to be maz, they used to sprinkle from the ashes that were in Beis HaMikdash on the kohen getting ready to do Parah Adumah. And when you sprinkle someone who's tar, that makes him tameh. The din is that tar that fell on him, hazoyo, he becomes tameh. So the chur of the kohen is anyway tameh. So you tell him, don't let him get close to his kohen, to his brothers, because they're going to make him tameh. He's going to get tameh because of the hazoyo. So the Gemara, boin abar kapra isli mishumayla ubeporo silsul ubeporo. Meaning Bar Kappa also agrees that it's a special maila in chur of Parah Adumah that we have, even though it doesn't logically make sense that I'm telling you that it has a din of Tumah, because anyway it'll become Tameh. But they did a special Chumrah, because, like Rabbi Yochanan says. And the Mechalikus to Rabbi Kappa, Rabbi Yochanan, what is the main reason? According to Rabbi Kappa, the main reason of for the pre-show is because you learn from Yiluim. But what level of Tahara you require, that we give him a special Chumrah, because Parah Adumah we treat it that way. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the only reason you do pre-show is because of that churma, not because of the pasuk. So that's the machlekes of Rabbi Yochanan and Bar Kappa. With this, we conclude Yushalmi Yuma Daf Aleph.